Okay, I was considering doing a whole thing on Hilchos Karban Pesach, but Neshama Purim Sveseinu and it should taka be fulfilled, the Karban Meira, we should all go there, but there's no way in the world I can cover all the Hilchos Pesach. And hopefully, if it is Nageya, we'll have Eliyahu HaNavi teaching all the halachas to us. Yeah.
Can you listen to the 136
chapter? What?
136
chapter. 136 chapter? What are we talking about? call. Okay. Just a quick overview of the parasha. There's not much, not much going into details, but the beginning of the parasha is just the Mitzvah, the Tahira's Mitzvah, which involves also the Ezoiv that comes up with the Karban Pesach as well. And it has the Shnitelas and the two birds. And then it goes in this Tumas Zov in this week's parasha, Tumas Batim in this week's parasha, Tumas Zova, Tumas Nida, and Balkeri. A lot of all the Tumas. And we hope, you know, like the name of the parasha is Mitzayra, is to be Moitzera, to get rid of all the bad within us. Hopefully we'll come to a tremendous state of Tahira to be able to bring the Karbanis. Beito Yibizmane. We don't need the Tahira. Too much of Betzibur, so we could do it even Betuma. So we're going to do some stuff on Pesach. We'll just go start through, let's go through just a bunch of different things, a collection of different things that I've seen, and some thoughts, and maybe some Kedushim also. So for some reason, the introduction to the entire Chag Pesach is HaKodesh HaZalachem, which teaches us that we are above Zman. We mentioned this before. Above Zman means Zman really does not have an effect on us. Zman is something that contains Olam Hazeh, contains the physical world. And Kol Zman, the world, was working in perfect synchrony with Adam. Kaidem Achet, Zman mamish didn't play a role. Everything was Kvitzes Derech. Everything was Miyad. Everything was instant. And after Adam Rishon going to Machet, after Adam Rishon's Chet, then everything slowed down. And comes along here the birth of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael's birth is the birth of a nation that Be'etzem is Lamaila Min Hazman. I was thinking to myself, perhaps, a funny Zach, I was discussing with the ETC boys over here. Women Achayev Achilas Matzah, because it's Hukas Tachomitz. And the Chayiv Achilas Pesach is Hukas to the Matzah. And the Chayiv and Makis because Babur says Hukas to the Matzah. But why are they Chayiv in the midst of Shchitas Karban Pesach? The Shchita? A woman who withholds, who refrains from being Shoiket, being in a Chabura of Shchitas Karban Pesach, is Chayiv Korish just like a man. The Shchitas Karban Pesach, a woman think, okay, the man, they're involved, okay? The man does a Shchita. A Yisrael can do their Shechita. They are Chayim and Shechita, just like the men. I don't even know. Is it didn't that a man has to do it? Could be a lady can do it too. I don't know. Yeah. The Ma'am is Chayim and Shechita, and the Chayim cars if they withhold. I, it's in the test, he says, Mangro, I'm a special Reboy. A special Reboy specifically for Shechita. It says, B'michsas nefashis, we darshin, any nefesh that could get counted in the eating, that nefesh is also involved in this Shechita. I'm thinking about, what do you mean? Women of all people, Zman Grama. I'm thinking to myself that perhaps the Indian of Shchitas Karban Pesach is there's no such thing be'etzem as Zman Grama. It's not the Zman that's Gurim. When it comes to Pesach, we say we're Lamailam and Azman. Pesach, we skip. Pesach. Hagam, the Seder is called the Seder. It's in order, but Zman is not Gurim. We are in control of Zman when it comes to Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we're above Zman. Zman doesn't contain us. Fakert, we are the ones that in the mitzvah coming right after Pesach. Sfakta Baruch Hu, we're counting the days. What? That's us. We're in control of it. And this is why we see also there's such an Indian over here, Kvitzas HaDerech, what was going on over here. Al-Kan V'Nezharim, what's Al-Kan V'Nezharim? 68 miles, Rabbi Kaplan says, from Ramses to Sukkot. 68 miles in less than 18 minutes. I don't know if it's hypersonic or supersonic. I don't know what it is, but the point is, it's not Zman. Especially when you think about the fact that they traveled from Ramses to Sukkot mit the Kindalach, with the donkeys. With the kitchen sink. And they traveled 68 miles in less than 18 minutes, less than the amount of time that it took for the matzah to become chametz. So, what?
Pesach has lots of
zman. That's it. Yeah, the Arzman. Yeah. And somehow it all fits in. Anyway, okay. This is the Indian. Oh, there's also a medrash that says a Klai Yisrael went on by Shechitas Korban Pesach. There's a medrash that says a Klai Yisrael went to Har HaBayis and back. Because you have to do Shechitas in the Mizbeach. They didn't have Mizbeachos in Mitzrayim. And they went to the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis and back. Same night, you know? Fregnish Gengashis. Zman played no role over here. We were the ones on top of Zman. Anyway, we have the mitzvah of Shachatu, Oisai Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bin Abayim. And from this pasuk, we learn Shluchai Shal Adam Kamoisi. I spoke about this once a long time ago. This is the idea. Shlichus works where I am doing something completely, totally as a yada aricht of another person. This is what teaches Klai Yisrael here. In the din of Shechitas Korban Pesach is where we learn that we could be selfless. We learn that we could be Lishma. This is the Ramchal's whole concept of chametz and matzah. He says, why do we have matzah? That we could get involved in the oil of Magashmi. We could eat food, not for ourselves. We could eat food just for sustenance. That's what we're eating for. But part of that is also that I could do things not for myself. I could do things for Yenner. A goy cannot be a shliach for a yid. Why can't a goy be a shliach for a yid? Because a goy can't do something absolutely, completely, and totally for Yenner. There's always something. There's always got to be some loyal shmo involved. And a yid is able to elevate himself above the ilam agashmi, above his selfishness, and do things for others. That's mamish yoda arichta. Right? Can you pass me the plate? Who just picked up that plate? I did! You didn't even think twice, right? That's called Shluchas Shalom Kamaisai. Right? The Kiddush in the Hilchasa, this is from Shmuel Birnbaum, the Kiddush that we learn out of Drasha La'alacha Shluchas Shalom Kamaisai is even when you think about it twice, and you might have a reason not to do it, and you overcome that reason and do it for me, then it's not automatic anymore. There already was a Havamina not to. The Torah treats it as if it was instinctive, automatic, like you just did, without thinking twice. And if you didn't think twice, then you're mamash by yad arichta. This is learnt from, again, the birth of Klai Yisrael, the fact that Klai, and this is also this whole Indian, that has to be bechabura. And Klai Yisrael chaverim, we learned about Bisul before, but the Shalosh Megalim, all Tahirim. And Klai Yisrael, everyone's a chaver. Everyone, because when it comes to the birth of Klai Yisrael, and that's also this Indian of the Aguda, you have to take the Afka and Agudas Eizoiv. Why do you have to take an Agudas Eizoiv? And as Mishnah in Kedushin says, Kol Mish Einoi, B'mikro, B'mishnah, B'derech Eretz, he's Einoi Min HaYishuv. So the Rambam was B'shad, Einoi B'mikro, B'mishnah, B'derech Eretz, he says, Derech Eretz is Einoi B'musar. He's Einoi B'musar. If you can't restrain yourself, you can't live amongst other people. You need to be able to bend for others. And that's the Ezoiv, Rashi says, the whole Vart, right, in Parashat Metzora. The Vart of the Ezoiv is that it bends in the wind and bends. It rebounds. Those are things that were not ruled by the Barad. Because they rebound. The Ezoiv rebounds for the Chabura. When you take an Aguda, when you have an Aguda, you have to be an Ezoiv. You have to be bendable. Klai Yisrael bends for each other. This is part of literally the birth of Klai Yisrael. Rachmonim, Goyim Lechasodim. This is mamish, the essence of Klai Yisrael. Okay, the pasuk says, "V'shachatu Yisrael kol kahal adas." Yisrael, and from there we learn at halacha that the Korban Pesach has to be brought in chaburas, and each chabura is supposed to have a minion, kahal adas Yisrael, and three chaburas, that's the minimum, if it's going to be less than the ability to divide up into three chaburas, which is 50, because you could cycle them in and out, and if it's going to be less than that, Korban Pesach is not brought that year. You need to have three chaburas. And again, over here you see from it, I don't know if it's the first time that it says it, but the Lashon Kehila, the Lashon Adas, but I want to say a Chiddush. It says it's brought in three chaburas. The Gemara says the first group, that called the Zrizim. The middle group that comes next, they're the Beinim. What are the last group called? Ah, they're the Atzlanim. And you know what they're called? Yisrael. That's Pshat. Avol Bishachata Yisrael. You could call him a lazy bum and everything you want, but Saif. He's called Yisrael. He's crowned with the title of Klai Yisrael. Abi, you join. Abi, a part of the chabura. You're in, and you're Yisrael. Okay, we have the pasuk that says you're supposed to go and take the dam and put it on the mashkoi. And later on, the pasuk says, Lachem la'ais. We spoke about this a long time ago. When the Moyer take a pshat, you have to say it over Nachamah from Yeshua Leib Diskin. Because the Moyer has a machloikis. What it says, Lachem la'ais. Where did they put the dam? They put the dam on the inside, right by Tfil, and we say, Lacha. It's la'ais lacha. We're supposed to cover it. It's for you a sign, right? What about the dam on the mashkoi? La'ais, it says Lachem. La'ais outside, or Lachem for you on the inside. Machlokes. Zog Rabbi Shmuel Leib Niskin. He brings down a Zohar that says that they took the dam, they put it on the mashkoif, and they wrote Hashem's name on the dam. Rabbi Shmuel Leib Niskin. How can you write Hashem's name? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Or maybe it was Shaka. I don't know which name of Hashem. And they put it on the mashkoif. They're moving out of town. Who's going to take down the mezuzahs? You're going to leave the houses to the Mitzrayim. And our luck is when a Yid moves out of the house and a Goy is moving in, you take down the mezuzah. If he's selling it to another Yid, you keep it up. But otherwise, the Goyim are going to be a vazit, you have to take it down. But if you're writing it, how are you going to take down the Shem Hashem? It's also to do Mechikas Hashem. You're going to write Hashem's name with the blood, then you give me my Chakit. Do you remember the Teretz? Huh? Ah! It is! Can I know? There we go! Zog Rabbi Shmuel Leib al Mashkoif, the Mashkoif, like in many homes, there's a glass window in the door, on top of the door. The lintel was made out of glass, a hashkafa, you could see through it. It lets the light in, or maybe it's like a peephole, you could see who's by the door. Zog Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, they wrote it inside the house backwards, with the oisyois backwards, and the mela, by them writing it on the inside backwards, on the outside, you see Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the writing itself is not really a Shem Hashem because you're writing it backwards. Memedal, they were able to erase it before they left, and there's no Isra Mechikas Hashem. This is Rabbi Shua Believe Disc of you. And that's AY's Kanaina Zikar. Valde Gateway. Okay, I say Zaki Rabbi Shua Believe Disc of Viter. So Pazik says, it says, Umatzois V'ochmos Abbas Abalayla Azet Sli Eish, Umatzois Al Murayim Yechlu. Now, Pesach Sheni, it says the Pasuk slightly differently. Here it says, you eat the Basar Sli Eish, Umatzois Al Murayim. The Al is not going in the Matzois. It's Eish Umatzois, Sli Eish Umatzois, Al Murayim Yechlu. By Pesach Sheni, it's the same mitzvah, but it says you're supposed to eat the basar al matzois umroirim yechlu. What's pshat? Over here it has the umatzois with the basar, and by Pesach Sheni it puts the matzah together with the mara. So one pshat is, the Malbim says, that if it would say over here umatzois umroirim yechlu, then you're going to put matzah together with mara, and you would think that just like matzah yechayiv without a korban Pesach, you would make a hekesh to the morah as well. And the morah also you would be chayiv, a carbon even without a carbon pesach. So we couldn't write umatzois umroirim, because it would put matzah and morah together for morah to be its own independent mitzvah, which it's not. So we have to split it up. But there's another thing over here as well. And that is, the halakha of al means that it came first. It's like you're putting bologna al, you know, on bread, on a club, on whatever it is. Al means the thing came first, and then he's putting the meat on it. So the basar over here says the basar is coming umatzis. The tzliyesh is umatzis, and it's coming al meroirim. So either you learn al meroirim that the morah came first, or the morah is a tafa. The ikar is the meat, and the morah is the tafa. And perhaps you can say the part is, in Mitzrayim, they didn't need the morah to be a zecher v'yimorah v'zchayim. The memory was still mamish. It's dramatic. People can have a nervous breakdown. Just think about it. You have to make the mara like a tuffle and separate it. The ikker focus by Pesach Mitzrayim was the Karman Pesach and the matzah. The matzah, by the way, is not lechem oini, prusa, and remembering the slavery. Everybody thinks, what's the matzah? The matzah is the slavery, because that's what poor people are. Well, the broken matzah is lechem oini. When you break the matzah, you say halach ma'anya. But matzah shalim is not like a moini. Matzah shalim is food. Okay, could be glad that we ate it also. People say a pshat because it satisfies you and it keeps it in you and it doesn't spoil. But the word is that it's only halach ma'anya is when you break it. Matzah alein be'etzim is a zecher for the cheres that we left instantaneously and it didn't take time. That's matzah. So leil yitzias Mitzrayim, the ikka was the Karban Pesach and the Matzah, which was Cheres, and in the back of the mind, there was also Marar. But when you're going forward, you're already in the Midbar, it's already a year later. And Ladoiris said, then on the Hanami, we need the Zecher for the Marar, and you got to play a main role, and that's why it's Al Matzah and Marar Yechluhu. Together with Matzah and Marar, the Matzah and the Marar come first, and you also add the Basar on top of it. Okay. Pasuk says, Pasuk Yud Aleph, how are you supposed to eat this?
The slavery in Mitzrayim was without their shoes. It says that they would step on the straw and knead it into a cement to make the bricks out of it, and it would bleed, and the blood of the feet went into the straw and into the cement, and it got a red color, and that's in the Charoy says it's supposed to be red as a zeka to the feet that kneaded the brick mortar, and the blood mixed into it, and it was red. Zog the Hebrew said, but now, na'alechem. Now you're going to wear shoes. What's going on over here? Zog the Yaakov Shmoyini, the reason why the slavery in Mitzrayim was barefoot was because the brothers sold Yosef to Mitzrayim and bought shoes. So the shoes were taken away from Klal Yisrael, and they had to have a slavery without shoes. But noch the ganze avoida, noch the Yitzias Mitzrayim, they already had a kapara for that. And like we were saying before, now they have achdos, now they're aguda. Now they know how to live together with tremendous, tremendous achdos. Oh, it's neskabulahem avoin Yosef, the selling of Yosef, and memelan aleichem raglechem, you can put on your shoes for leaving Mitzrayim. Pasukos, it says, you're going to eat it oisai bichi pasin. The Gemara darshens oisai bichi pasin. Pesach Rishon was bichi pasin. But Pesach Doiris is not bichi pasin. Medrash also says that oisai geula was bichi pasin. We were rushed. We were anxious. Why? Because we were in danger of the 49 level of Tumah. We couldn't stay an extra second. We had to rush out that morning. But the geula asida is going to be panela, kishmak, smooth. It's not going to be a whole rush. I did see him bring down that there still is an Inyan Bismanenu also, a shtikl bichipazim. It says the Pesach is not bichipazim, lo asid. There's no din to make it bichipazim. Abbasayim Saib Bismanenu, everyone knows when it comes time for Afikoyim, what do? Have your hands, it's almost got size! Kipazim! It's almost got size! I want to tell you, if you look at the simanim of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Seder, Kadesh, Shurukat, Kabbalah, it's a beautiful, nice poem, right? There's only one part of the Seder that has two words. And it's the shortest part of the Seder. Shulchan Aruch. Kadesh, Shurukat, Karpas, Yachas, Magad, Rochs, Amoy, Simat, Moro, Kayach, Shulchan Aruch. We used to say, Kitzah, Shulchan Aruch. It's Mekatze. Why does that get two words? Well, you couldn't just say Shulchan. You couldn't say food. I don't know. Like, let's have those two words. I want to taina that it could be it's bringing out whoever wrote it. I don't know who wrote it. But whoever wrote the Simani HaSevi wants to bring out that even though you might eat taka b'chipazayin, you barely get a chance to put something in your mouth and you have to save your appetite still for the afikoyimin. Vos geis the essence shine. It's going to be like malava malka. You know? Noch haganza shalosh shudas. Who could eat malava malka? But there's halacha about malava malka also. Tehei shulchanoi mesuder. Even if you're just going to get just a bite, a tea, an episode, something small, but the table should be set by kovedik. That's halach and malava malka. The table should be set by kovedik. Something you put down on the table, you don't just pop something in the microwave and eat it. You put down a placemat, you put down a tablecloth. Episode sign, shame, lekovedik malava malka. Same thing. I would like to suggest with Shulchan Aruch. However fast you're going to do the Shulchan Aruch, Bichi Pazin, Tekaparan Yafikoimen, before Katzois, Aber! The Shulchan, no plastic disposable. It's got to be a Shulchan Aruch, Kederach Melachim, Ashena table, all set up for a Gansa Suda, even if you're really just going to get a bite. Okay? So it says, the Ebrister says, I'm going to go through Beretz Mitzrayim, B'lai Lazeh. We dared from B'lai Lazeh, B'lai Lazeh. That's the drush that we paskin. That B'lai Lazeh was by Chatzois. So too the Korban Pesach is by Chatzois. Big machloikis, we shine him. And that's why he's brought down to be Zohir Mo'oi to finish before Chatzois. Mr. Shem will speak about it by Shabbos HaKadosh, Rosh Hashanah, Netter. But anyway, Vavarti Beretz Mitzrayim. The Ebrister says, I pass through Beretz Mitzrayim. What's happens? The Ebrister says, I pass through. Rashi says, Kederach HaMelech, in 1 second he passes through and everybody's left dead around him. That's what the Ebrister did. Everybody, the Ebrister passed through. So the Hamik Dover and others say this as well, that how did it work? When the Ebrister passed through, there was such a Kedusha. There was such a Kedusha that whatever Ruchnias was left in the Bukhari Mitzrayim, it was like magnetized and it left them. And it's like we say in a few places in the Gemara, Nase Gal Shalat Samois. That we, when you have this contrast between the Tumah and the Kedusha sucks out whatever Kedusha was still in the other thing. And the other thing is just left dead. Mamish tight. Okay? Ani Hashem, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sorof, ani Hashem loy acher. There's a drasha, I forgot who brings this down. I think it's from the Tikkuni Zohar. It says Azoy that when Moshe Rabbeinu won the Torah against the Malachim, was fighting them out. And one of the things he says is, were you guys in Mitzrayim? The passages we learn, how do you have mitzvah zechel yis Mitzrayim? So many mitzvah zechel yis Mitzrayim. You guys weren't even there. But I saw this pshat, we learned it in Yaakov Shir a few years ago. Unbelievable pshat, he says Azoy. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're better than you. You Malachim, it says, Ani Hashem v'loy Malach v'loy Sarah. Why didn't Hashem send the Malach and the Sarif to do Makis B'Koyvis? There was a Mashkis. Separate story. Mashkis, what did the Mashkis do? What did the Ebers do? But why didn't Hashem send a Malach? Why didn't Hashem send a Malach? Zok Moshe Rabbeinu. Because if a Malach would have come down to Mitzrayim even for just the moment of Chatzois in Erev Asa Oretz, the Malach would have been Nisgashem, V'nitma, will become Tomei, and the Malach will become Ra. Zog Moshe Rabbeinu, we were there for 200 years. You're right, we sank. You're right, we went low. You're right. But we made it out. Lamaisa, the Pintel Yid, remained, and we made it out. If you would have been there for one moment of Chatzos, you would not have been able to come out. That is Lamaisa. And with that, Moshe Rabbeinu won the Torah. We're better than you, Zog Moshe Rabbeinu. Because as low as a yid sinks, that pintel yid is more kaddish even than a malach. It's more halig than a malach. And Hashem doesn't allow the neshama of a yid to become nitma. As Zohar states, brought down the Svar Makdash, and Nefesh HaChaim says this, that when a yid does a terrible, 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 terrible aveira, the Eibishter separates his neshama from him. It detaches the neshama so that the neshama should not become nitma in that aveira. He still has his nefesh, like when he goes to sleep. It's a shtickle death, but the neshama is not there. When the guy's over it, then the neshama comes back down. But Hashem detaches, so it shouldn't, you know, make a short circuit and ruin the neshama alein. Listen, the neshama for the yid is more halik even than the malachim. Okay? So if Shimon Schwab says, what's Pesach Pesachti? Why is it called Pesach Kodesh Baruch Hu Skips? We said this over in the past, but it's Mamish Kedai. So sweet to say it over Nachamol. Because if you make a cheshbon, why was it called that Kodesh Baruch Hu skipped over the houses? Remember that also? Remember this pshat? Come on. Huh? Why is it called skipping? Why is it called skipping?
Because
Chatzos
was a different...
There we go. Chatzos, the Etzem, the every street is like a quarter second different. Right? The earth turns. So midnight for every street, you know, is a half a second later, half a second later, half a second later. Memela, if you looked at Mitzrayim with a bird's eye view, you literally saw death sweep across Mitzrayim. And then here and there, there were a few houses that were skipped over. It wasn't a part of all of the death happening at the same time. Itaka happened at slightly different times. But it was chatzois for every single bias, bidiyuk. You need to be a real yucky to say this pshat. Azay zakim shim shwab. Okay. Okay, so now then comes the mitzvah of tashbisu. We know that the mitzvah of tashbisu be'etzem, you can be yoytze tashbisu just by being mafkir your chametz and being mavata your chametz. Oh, but chazal will concern that you might not mean it. Chazal will concern you might forget to do it. Chazal will concern you're going to reacquire it. Memela, for all these reasons, we have the mitzvah of bedika, and we have the mitzvah to get rid of it physically with beer chametz. Beer chametz as well. Okay, the pasuk then says, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do malacha. It says lachem, and then it says hu levadei osa lachem. So lachem tells you you can do anything. That's tzarek eichel nefesh, and then levadei is mamayin machshir eichel nefesh. Lamaisa we pass like a mayor that says machshir eichel nefesh that or ef shalasa is erev yomtiv, or machshir eichel nefesh that we're only able to do on yomtiv is a chilek and pashtus. The police can talk about this. Things that could have been done erev yomtiv. Right, that we say that fresh fruit is better than not fresh fruit, so cooking is better fresh than not fresh. But anything that it makes zero difference between before and after would be an Isser D'Oraisa, according to him. It's the Svayit from Levadoi, Machshir Eichel Nefesh that are Efshel Asher, Mer of Yom Tov, is awesome in D'Oraisa. Okay, the Pasuk says, Ushmartem, the minimum Shmira is from the time that the water touches the flower. Mishas Lisha and on. And the Halach is, you need to have L'Shem Atzis Mitzvah baked into the matzah in order to be yoitza with it. And even though if Adam went machmir for matzah shmur mishas ketzira, B'di Yevad. Bottom line is, even if it's just Shmura L'Shem Matzitz Mitzvah from the Shaslisha, you could be Yaitza, your Mitzvah by the Seder. Avada, we're Machmir to try to have Matzah Shmura. Look, all our buckets for the Ikkar Mitzvah. What's the din if somebody only has one Matzah? One Matzah Shmura. Does he have it for the Achilas Matzah, or does he eat it for Afikoymen? Huh? Afikoymen. So machlokes we shine him kaniro we pass in Afikoymen. You know, we all think Afikoymen is just a zecher carbon Pesach. You have a little Afikoymen at the end. According to many we shine him, Afikoymen is the ikker mitzvah. Even though you make the bracha l'achilas matzah beforehand, but Afikoymen is the ikker mitzvah. And if you have a shaila, where to use your limited matzah shmura, you save it for the Afikoymen and not for hamoitzi matzah. Okay. The Ramchal says, "Shmatim et zamatzoyz, shmatim et zamitzvoyz." You have to be very careful. Mitzvah bal yotcha al tachmi. Say, no, don't let it turn into chametz. You have to do it right away. The lashon of the Mesil Sharm is ki ein sakana ki sakana zman. Unbelievable. The biggest danger to a mitzvah opportunity is zman. Putting a mitzvah under the shlita of zman and allowing time to put its effect on a mitzvah. Azoy shteyt mitzvah sharm in sakana kis sakanasai. Azoy zok the mitzvah sharm. I don't know how or why. It must be some side, some mystical side. But azoy zok the mitzvah sharm in sakana. You have an inspiration to do a mitzvah. You chap it, because once you delay it, goodbye. Okay. There's three lashonis in the pesukim: chametz, machmetzes, and kol machmetzes. Chametz is why lachila. We need a separate pasuk to say machmetzes, which refers to the sourdough, which is ain't a royal lachila. So you need a separate pasuk for its iser, another pasuk for its chiv karis, and then you have another koil machmetzes. The rabbis afilu taruvas chametz as well. Even something that's a mixture of chametz is also considered chametz. And it's Asr. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu. So this is all Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu what to tell him in Israel. Finally, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and he tells him in Israel, and he says that Moshe Rabbeinu told Lezikne Yisrael. So the Hamak Dover says, what's the epic that he said to the Zikne in Israel? Mishchu ukhulachem. So in the Mishmachai Zeichem. Why does it say L'chol Zikne Yisrael? He says Moedik. He says the halacha is with the Korban Pesach, that you take the Korban Pesach in its entirety, and after you shecht it in the Beis HaMikdash, you bring it home, and you carry it home over your shoulder. Here you have a ganav who goes and he steals a lamb or he steals a cow. We knock off part of his chiv above Chamisha because he had to carry the little lamb home. You know, it's a shtigl b'zayin. Yeah? And here's Zok Moshe Rabbeinu to the Zikenim Davka. You guys go, and he's walking home with a goat slung over his back. A dead goat, mind you, slung over his back, dripping with geshmak of blood and all his juices and everything. And he's walking home with it. Zog Moshe Rabbeinu to the Zikna Yisrael, this is not beneath your covet and fakir. You guys do this, and everybody's going to learn from you to do it as well, and it shouldn't be beneath anybody to do it. That's the Zikna Bnei Yisrael, okay? The Atam Loi Seitu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klai Yisrael, you guys don't leave. You bat them until the morning. Don't leave. But it's you. Who's you, Mamayit? Who could? So the Medrash tells us that Moshe and Aaron were running up, around and about that night. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the capital city by Paroi. Okay? During that night, even though the mashke is in there, you name it, Moshe Ben was there, and Pyro's running around for him. Well, Moshe. But Moshe and Aaron were out there in the streets. And it says, Basya came together with Pyro, and she's crying and wailing to Moshe, I'm going to die. And Moshe Ben says, you never touched, you don't have to worry. And Pyro says, I'm going to die. He says, oh, David's just going to keep you around still for a couple of more tricks. You're not going to die. And Pyro goes and tells them, you're going to be free. And Moshe Ben knows that he just meant you're going to be free for 3 days, but come back afterwards. And Pyro, God's amazing. Finally, Moshe and Aaron go around to all the communities from the capital city. They have to make it to Ramses to go to all the communities and tell Klai Yisrael that they're free. Pari free them. But don't leave your houses till the morning. So Moshe and Aaron was va'atem loizetu. Didn't they borrow and get all the gold and silver? Amazon delivery. Mamish door to door. As I state. The goyim all came to the yidden, banging, right? They were banging, screaming, telling the yidden to leave. Leave. And the yidden says, one second. You know, we got a few hours till the morning. Gold, silver, diamonds, jewelry, you know, in this closet, and that cabinet. And they didn't move. The yidden didn't go to the goyish houses and ask them. The Egyptians who came to chase Klal Yisrael out, the yidden was sitting there, pamelach, geschmack, sweet, no problem. And they told them, delivery, please bring all your stuff. And they had free delivery that night, same day, Brian, mama, there's no jokes. As I is. Because they couldn't leave. So finally the morning came, and then they left. And when they left in the morning, from Alois HaShachar until Nates, which is a chvez, about 45 minutes, an hour, in that ballpark, from Alois HaShachar till Nates, all of Klal Yisrael gathered in one central location, and then they went to Sukkos, and Al-Kan Finisharim within 18 minutes. What happened till Chatzos? So by Chatzos, all the goyim came running, leave. They were terrified. There was a tzedaka. By the way, some say that the Makis Bukharis took all night. Went from Chatzos, and they were mefarfer amazed, like a soito who's a shtickle delayed response. She starts dying, but it takes some time. They grab her out of the base of Mikdash. They were starting to die, and they died throughout the night till the morning. Something was instantaneous. A 1 second thing, boom, they die. But that was from Chatzos and on. The Medrash says, until Chatzos, when it says, V'avarti, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to be alabatim, there's a Medrash that says that the Ebrisha, like when we know with Unkel HaSager, he said by the mezuzah, the Ebrisha stands by the bayis. Klal Yisrael felt Azaz's sense of peacefulness. All the screams, all the talk is gunish, mamish. Suddenly, like anesthesia, you know, before a surgery. Suddenly, they get sleepy and dreamy. Klal Yisrael, like geschluff and mamish, like babies, until Chatzos. And then when Chatzos hit, they all came knocking on the door, get out. And that's when it became the Shaski Puzzle in the Mitzrayim, and later on in the morning, the Shaski Puzzle in the Yisrael, when they actually left. But it was mamish, they were sleeping. There's a Moedic measure that says that while they slept, you know what they were dreaming? They were dreaming everything that was going on. I would call that a nightmare. They were dreaming of all the Mitzrayim dying and the mothers crying, v'chulu, v'chulu. Everything, that was their dreams. But that was a peaceful dream. It was a peaceful dream. All the Mitzrayim and the Chayim dying. Peaceful till Chatzos. Okay? I guess it had to be a drop before Chatzos. They had to eat. Must maybe they ate first and then they went to sleep. Crazy. Okay? So the Pasuk says, will you lo yitein ha-mashchis? The Ebrish is not going to allow the mashchis to come to the house. So what's going on over here? The Ebrish is v'avarti, and then it says v'lo yitein ha-mashchis. What's the two different things? V'lo yitein ha-mashchis. A lot of talk about this. There's a moyadik pshat. I have to read this to you inside, because right after v'lo yitein Hashem, the mashchis, let's just look at the Pasuk, Pasuk of Gimel. Shem's not going to let the mashchis in. So your sons are going to ask you, whose question is this?
Russia.
The Russia. You're giving the Chacham's answer. And everybody bowed down. So, Russia, why did everybody down? Klal Yisrael's excited, they're going to have a Ben Russia. What's going on over here? They're all excited. They all had sons already. It's not like a childless couple. And well, some of them had like 30 kids already. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we're going to have Bunim. What was the Basura? What's going on over here? Listen to this Moshe Shah from the Nitziv. Zog the Nitziv. When it says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was by the Batim, Zog the Nitziv. There were many Yidden that were Rishayim who deserved to die. The Apikarsim who didn't believe in the Geula or didn't want to leave, they died by Makas Choshech. That was 4/5 of Klal Yisrael. They were killed, they died, buried, and the end of them. But there was still Rishayim, who Be'etzim did not deserve to leave. And the Mela, when the Mashkes was going to go out, they deserved to die. They were supposed to die that night. But the Ebrister said, I'm going to be by the Mashkev, and I'm going to see the dam on the bottom, and on the schus of your Isaac the mitzvah and staying inside your house and not going out, in the schus of this kiyum mitzvah, I'm not going to let the Mashkev go in to kill those Rishayim, who be'etzim don't deserve to leave. The Nail of the Hemshech is beautiful. Here, right now, when the Pasuk is addressing the Rishayim, of Klai Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Nu." One day, the Rasha, the Ben Rasha, is going to be sitting by the Seder. And he's going to say, you got to be very careful. He's excluding himself. Right? So the Baal HaMagid in the Haggadah says, you tell him, Hakei Hashinov, Li. But the Pasuk Alein and Pasuk Pshat says, what do you tell him? You tell him, Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem. Hashem was Peseach Labatim Binug Foyes Mitzrayim. When there was a Negev, when there was a Mashchis, and you Ben Rasha, was asking me this question, you should have been hit by that. You're the guy that should have been hit. And you were the one that the Hebrews have as Batenu Itzil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved the whole household. Why? Because you're part of the bias. Even with you looking at yourself as being excluded, and you're saying Lachem, but you're sitting here by the Seder. So if you're part of the club, you're in the house instead of being out on the street. Oh, but Teinu Israel, there's still something called a Beis Yisrael. Vayikoid ha'om vayishtachavu. When Klai Yisrael heard that even Klai Yisrael is going to sink Rachman Islan and there's going to be a Ben Rasha, but that Ben Rasha is still going to be by the Seder. Even a Rasha who sinks, this was the whole original Shiloh of Avram Avinu. What the Abrams told Avram, this is mamash, the kim of Avram Avinu's question. Avram Avinu says, you're promising me Eretz Yisrael, you're promising me all these, what's going to be if Klai Yisrael's choyte? The Abrams just says, they could sin the worst possible thing, they're still going to be mine. Memtesh Sharitumah, and I'm going to pull you out. What the Abrams told Avram Avinu in a very general way, on the whole madrigal of Klai Yisrael, that's what the father tells the Ben Rasha. The Yetzias Mitzrayim shows us that Hashem is not going to be a part of Klai Yisrael. Abi, you're in the house. Abi, you're joining at the Seder. Abi, even though he asked the question in a chutzpah to go away and his own self-perception excluded him, we tell him, no, you're part of the bias. That even if Chas V'Sholom, a Yid sinks, he's still part of the bias. He's still Habonim. And the Melech,